This is the Trade Radio Podcast, brought to you by NAB, proudly fortifying Australia since 2002.
It's Scott Clayton, the list manager, and he joins us now. Welcome to NAB Trade Radio, Scott.
Thank you.
Officially, free agency is open. Nick Malcheski has been a talking point in particular in the last 5 days. Are you expecting or you want to announce that Nick Malcheski's lodged any paperwork to join the Gold Coast Suns?
No, that might be a fraction premature, as we've been going 5 minutes now. But we're onto it. Don't worry about that. Clearly, we're talking and we'll see what eventuates with that in the next few days.
Is he the highest priority you've got at the moment?
Yes, he would be. That's probably fair comment. As much as we've always got our eye on what's going on across the board, we're talking to Nick, and we asked if we could catch up with him after his playing commitment's finished. So we're at that stage.
Hey, Scotty, unfortunate timing for the coach to be on the outer. You would have put some plans in place with the football club and the coach. Do you take the reins now? Do you make all the decisions, or do you have to consult somebody? How does it all work now that there's no coach there?
Certainly our list management comes to myself and Mark Tashkoff. So we're very planned and methodical, and there's no knee jerk here. We've had our plans in place for a long time. We've not deviated from them since our list establishment period. So it's business as usual for us. So we're moving forward, and we're, you know, as much as we're planned, we're also agile enough that if opportunities arise, we'll look at taking them.
The biggest name in the trade period is Dane Beams. He wants to go home to Brisbane, but you're only just down the road. How's the interest going with him? Have you spoken to Dane Beams, and can you get him?
We haven't spoken to Dane, but we've certainly spoken to management, no doubt, as we would. We do due diligence everywhere. So, they're certainly preferences Brisbane, and they've made that pretty clear. So it's up to Brisbane and Collingwood to chat through that. I mean, we'll obviously keep one eye on it and see where it goes. But at this stage, they're the two clubs that are talking. So we'll wait and see on that one.
With the money that is being reported that Dane Beams might be getting offered from Brisbane, would you be able to fit himself and Nick Malcheski under a salary cap if he did become available?
That is a concern. Clearly, they're talking about Beams as a marquee player. You know, we've already got a marquee player, of course, in Gary, and we've got a few backed up behind him ready to go. So, you know, they're things that you've always got to take into consideration. So it would be difficult.
Brandy touched on it. Without having a coach, I would assume it becomes a little difficult during this time. With your conversations with Nick Malcheski, probably this week, or his manager, has the question of the next coach or the direction of where the next coach might come from been raised?
It will be, and it has. Of course, you've got to roll out all your cards, and we're transparent, honest, and say, we're certainly, as much as there's a change there, and that's been made, it is business as usual. We're not going to tip the whole place upside down. We've got a great plan going forward, and I'm sure we've got a coach that'll come in and, get behind what we've already done and move forward. So we can't stand still.
Are you at the airport, Scott?
No.
No,
I'm not.
Were you in Sydney yesterday meeting with Nick Malcheski?
I've been at an airport in the last 16 hours. Absolutely, I have. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And give us a little bit of a confidence level, obviously, after meeting Nick and having a chat to his manager. Is the confidence high that you believe? Because this guy's an All-Australian. He was actually one of the very few shining lights for the Swans last Saturday afternoon. Are you confident you can get this man to your club?
I don't ever count your chickens, to be honest. He's at a fantastic footy club. Had a great career, and he's certainly settled there. So we'll just have to wait and see. So it was fruitful. So we'll see how it goes.
Scotty, apart from having Gary Ablett out there for a whole season, what have you identified? What sort of player does the Gold Coast need to take the next step to play finals, and not only play finals but be a real contender in it?
That's a really good question. Certainly we're always looking to add to our young list. As much as I say young, 15 or so of our players all turned 22 this year. So they, come next year, they're all in their 23rd year. So we're maturing and growing every day, but we're always looking to bolster that. What Nick brings is some sort of leadership at the top end and some great experiences at a strong club. And of course, meters gained and ball use is brilliant. So, that's appealing. As much as we're always looking for elite talent. And the other thing that's underpinning all this is the combine at the moment, where we're in really great space. We've got 3 picks inside 20 with some of the trading we did previously with future picks, pick tied to Geelong, pick 14. So 7, 14 and 27, we're excited with that.
Now, when it comes to signing a guy like Nick Malcheski, who's obviously going to cost you a little bit to get him, do you put a deadline to Nick and his manager, knowing that if it goes on for too long, it actually probably counts you out from being able to get another player to fill that spot?
Yeah, that's it. That's a really interesting call, and it's right. I mean, there's only a certain amount of time in this period. Mm-hmm. Although, as I said before, we're very planned and methodical, and we will see it through. But you're right. I mean, the sooner you get something done, the sooner you can concentrate on something else. So. But they are all issues that you talk through. So that's a very good point.
Have you put a deadline to Nick Malcheski?
No, we haven't put up a deadline.
All right, fair bit going on. I want to ask you about a young man who's played 5 games at the Hawthorn Football Club, Mitch Hallahan. I heard a little whisper last week that the Gold Coast Suns might be interested in him. Have you spoken to Hawthorn about his availability?
We made some inquiries, but I think he's contracted, and I think he'll end up staying there. Would be my guess. But he's one of the raft of players that you ask about during this period.
What do you think to be able to get Mitch out, who's obviously struggled so far to break into what is such a powerful unit? What do you think you'd have to give up? Is that a second round pick or a third round pick, or is it not yet even entered your thinking? If he's, has he told you that he wants to stay at Hawthorn?
No, not at all. But players are they normally stay more than go. I think, and he's contracted. I'd think he'd stay. That'd be my guess from what I'm sort of guessing and alluding to. I haven't heard exactly, but I think it'd probably go that way.
Have you spoken to Mitch?
No.
Okay.
Not at this point.
Scotty, you've got pick number 7, which will probably get pushed down to pick number 8 after James Frawley gets compensation for Melbourne at pick 3. Would you look to add some young talent through the draft with that one, or would you look to move that on for a senior player?
He's hoping they don't get picked tied to them. Second round would be plenty, wouldn't it? I would have thought.
I think everyone agrees that pick 3 is a bit too much. Everyone, I would have thought someone around
much.
Picked at 12 to 15, maybe.
Yeah, I think pick 3 is far too much. So, you've always got to have a minimum of 3 draft picks, so it makes sense. If you can have them in the third in the first round, which we have basically, that's just huge currency. So, and there are other vehicles to get players in through free agency, which we're talking about. So, you'd be it'd have to be a very, very big fish to move one of those early picks.
Daniel Merritt just down the road. There is some rumours and it might be some frustration at Brisbane, and he seems to be on the market. Is that someone you are interested in getting him down the road to fill a key back position?
We'd talk about it. That certainly hasn't been something that's been front of mind at the moment. But you're right. I mean, we have heard that might be the case, and that a few clubs have been talking to him, so we'll investigate that further.
And Daniel Gorringe obviously has requested a trade back to South Australia. Have you at all opened up, chats with Port Adelaide, where his preferred destination is, but also the Crows?
No, look, we haven't started speaking about that. I mean, he is a contracted player. We'd really like to get through to the coaching situation with him, and just in a cool light with a new coach in place. Sit down and work through that. But obviously we will, by formality, talk to both those Adelaide-based clubs next week on Monday when trade time starts.
Scotty, was the club confident in getting Bomber Thompson before this whole Essendon thing blew up 48 hours ago?
No, not at all. Not that I heard. I'm sure that the process of replacing guy has not commenced. That's as much as I know. But that's probably a question for Marcus, that's right.
Just what you touched on with obviously working through the coaching situation. So you're hoping to have a coach before trade period ends to make some of these deals a little bit easier to maybe convince a guy like Dan Gorringe to stay?
I think that time frame is probably a bit short.
Yep.
But as I said, we're not just going to stand here and run around and get rid of Dan Gorringe willy-nilly. As I said, he is contracted, so... if we get through the period with us, that's so be it.
What would you expect for him? Where do you rate him? Obviously, you're one of the best list managers in the game. If he turns out that there's no way he's going to stay, and I know he's contracted, so it obviously complicates matters, but what would you expect in return for the big fella?
Oh, look, that's very hypothetical. Look, we picked him. We picked him around 10 or 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
Now, clearly, he's had a lot of injuries. Tall forwards are very hard to find that can go on the ruck. So, you know, when we still rate him very, very highly. He just had some injury concerns that hasn't got him into being able to play enough footy. So, yeah, I mean, that's where he was picked. So. See what happens with that one.
Based on that, hypothetically, pick 35, which is Port Adelaide's really first one since they'll use their first one on Ride, is probably a little bit low.
Well, you'd probably understand I'm in no hurry to do anything.
Mm.
See what happens.
Hey, Scott, we always appreciate your time on NAB Trade Radio. Just before we let you go, what's the vibe around the Gold Coast Suns at the moment? Obviously, the first sort of big decision made during the week with the coach being moved on. Is it still one of positivity? Because in all honesty, you had a really good year, unfortunately disappointing at the end, just missing the finals. But what's the vibe around the Suns heading towards 2015?
It's really exciting. We're on track. We know where we're going. So we're very, very, very excited about the future. No question about that. I think our players are only spoken to a couple, but can't wait to get back into it and march forward. So, and certainly the staff are buoyant, and this week around footy is so exciting with a combine and then trade week. So you're all together we're up and at them.
Nick Malcheski, the highest of priority for you right now. He's 30 years of age. That's some injuries. Is a 3-year contract out of the realms of possibility?
They're things that we're all talking about now. So we'll see what happens.
Mate, we always appreciate your time. I hope we catch up with you again sometime over NAB Trade Radio period. Good luck with Nick Malcheski and everyone else that's hopefully coming your way to the Gold Coast Suns.
Anytime. Thanks, guys.